meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I have just a short little story that I'm going to read before I do my sermon. It's called Choosing, and it's by Viktor Frankl. Dr. Viktor E. Frankl, survivor of 3 grim years at Auschwitz and other Nazi prisons, has recorded his observations of life in Hitler's camps. We who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. For me, the gospel is even more all about Mary. It's about Mary's choice. Now, we know she said yes to Gabriel and to God in being pregnant with Jesus and delivering Jesus and being his mother, but she constantly chooses. And of course, we know she's very special and blessed, God chose her to be the mother of Jesus Christ. Today, in the gospel, is another epiphany. It's actually, in a way, 2 little epiphanies, because we know that epiphany means the showing forth of Christ. First, Mary does it by her trust and her faith in him, her care and generosity and in others, you know, noticing the need that is around her. And then, of course, showing the abundance, the quality, and the power of Jesus himself. And Jesus, too, shows that. And he listens. Yes, it might seem sentimental at first, this story, and maybe even this story, just a bunch of feelings. But when we have feelings for God, when we have feelings for Jesus Christ, and then when it turns into trust, and it turns into faith, and it turns into action, and listening, and obedience, that's what our lives as Christ's brothers and sisters, as God's children, is to be. And in a way, that's where this gospel leads us. Mary's awareness of somebody else's need. It starts off, when the wine gave up, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And I don't know how many people have been around a lot of Jewish people, but I lived in North Miami Beach, and there were a lot of Jews, and I had a lot of good Jewish friends. And let me tell you, the story about Jewish mothers, oh, it is so true. And there she was, a Jew. Mary was a good Jewish mama. And so she tells them, they have no wine. And Jesus says to her, and this is not sarcastic. This is not in an insulting way. He actually, instead of the word woman, it was lady, which was a proper, you know, very polite way of announcing what he was going to say to her. Well, what concern is that to you and me? So whoever was around was listening, and they probably couldn't wait to hear what was going to happen next. Because Mary was not a shrinking violet. Think of her life and all that she gave and all that she put up with and how much she accomplished. So he said to her, okay, now what? Mary, being a good Jewish mother, but even better than most, said to the servants, do what he tells you. So right then, we know that she's not controlling. She's not trying to tell Jesus what to do or how to do it. But what she wanted to do was show him that there was a need, bring it to his attention, and then leave it up to him. So next, what happens? Jesus says to them, to the servants, fill up the jars with water. And notice, they were special jars. They were for the Jewish rites of purification. So in a way, they were holy jars. And he tells them, fill it up. And the servants obeyed him. They listened, and they filled them to the brim. And then he said to them, now draw some out and give it to the chief steward. Did they listen? Yes. They took it, they brought it to the steward, and let him taste it. And what's the outcome? Now, if we look at ourselves as the servants, as an analogy, and the steward as the world is impressed with the steward's obedience and the delicious wine and the abundance of the wine. And so what happens? The steward called the bridegroom and he says, wow, everybody serves the good wine first. Or I'm sorry, yeah, the good wine first and then the inferior wine. And I love this because everybody's drunk then. So in other words, they're not going to know the difference. You know, which is kind of sneaky, but it works. What does this show us? This shows us that Jesus listens to Mary, sees the need, pray to God the Father, because Jesus always obeyed God first. And he did it. So there was an abundance of wine, and it was the best of the best. It was special. From this miracle, during Epiphany time for us, it shows the generosity of Christ. It shows the abundance of our God through Christ. It shows the willingness of Jesus to serve and to care. Both Mary, his mother, and God, his Father. It also shows how Jesus was willing to serve and care about the couple that was being married. And also all the guests. And for me, that includes all of us. For me, it's all about choices. How we react, how we respond, how we love, how we listen and trust in God. Mary made a choice. So for Epiphany time, we can ask ourselves, really, what is our choice? How do we choose to respond? How do we choose to listen to Jesus? How do we choose to serve him and to serve one another and to serve all people, the world? Well, when we've made our choice to serve God, the call for me, it tells us how and why, after we've decided to really have trust and faith. The college said, grant that your people, illumined by their word and sacraments, may shine with radiance of Christ's glory. That's the how. And this is the why. That Jesus may be known, worshiped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. So next time, if we have a choice, we can decide, are we going to leave it for somebody else to do? Or pray and listen and do as Christ wants us to do? Are we going to be willing to be maybe bothered by the inconvenience? Or maybe extend ourselves a little bit further to get it done? Or are we going to be even willing to go out of our comfort zone? And if we can't do it by ourselves, ask. That's what Christian community is all about. So during Epiphany, we can ask ourselves every morning when we wake up, what is my choice going to be today for the Lord? Am I going to serve Him or am I going to serve myself? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together in this building, even with the beauty and the warmth and the fellowship. We ask that the communion we take today enlightens us, strengthens us, and makes us go out into the world so that we can share the excitement of your word. In Jesus' name we pray.